Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. I want to talk to you today about intuition, listening to your gut, listening to your instinct when you make decisions in life. So many women write to me or speak to me in the Vibrant Happy Women Facebook group and share that, you know, they've done the mom thing for a while, and then one day, inevitably, they wake up and think, is this all there is? Is this it? They crave fulfillment and getting their sparkle back and finding themselves again and knowing what they're supposed to be doing with their lives. And this is normal. I went through the exact same phase in my life as well. But recently, I've been thinking a lot about listening to intuition. I think there's a critical step in the process of finding yourself and knowing that you're living a life that is perfectly aligned with what you're, quote, supposed to be doing. And that is the ability to go inward, to close your eyes, maybe in meditation or in prayer or while journaling, and to really listen to that inner voice. Now, for me, that voice is God. Some of you might say it's the universe or intuition. Whatever you say, it's a powerful voice that can help you know if you're on track, can help you stay aligned with what your talents are, what your personal mission in life might be. I recently read an article in the Capital Times about Judy Faulkner, who is the founder and CEO of Epic Systems, a giant medical software company in my hometown in Verona, Wisconsin. Now, she founded the company in the late 70s, and the important fact about her is that she has always trusted her vision. This article says that she just thinks her way is probably best. And I'll go on to quote, it says, in the 1980s, when other tech companies were choosing sleek, modern buildings as offices, Faulkner picked an old Victorian home. When other young startups grew with venture capital, Faulkner was advised to seek some too. She declined. At a time when other entrepreneurs sought business degrees to help run their companies, Faulkner passed. And when other business people wore suits, heels, ties, stockings, Faulkner opted for comfort. She said, high heels hurt. Stockings are probably like ties. They constrain your thinking. So Faulkner trusts herself. She really believes in her own logic and her vision. And I love that. And now she ranks number 3 on Forbes's America's Richest Self-Made Women list. Now, I don't care a lot about the money she made, and she doesn't either. She has already committed to follow Bill Gates and Warren Buffett's giving pledge, where they'll donate 99% of their wealth upon their death. And I think it's fantastic. But the important thing to note about what she's built is that she followed her instinct and her intuition the entire way. And I love that. And that's what I want to challenge each of you to do. When you feel indecision or you notice what everyone else around you is doing, stop. Go inward in meditation or prayer or just a nice walk in nature and tap in to what you need to do. It's a massive power or very empowering when you listen to this inner GPS that each of us has. When you're on track with that, you become unstoppable. You become confident and you really develop your voice and it feels amazing. So that's my challenge for you this week. Listen to your intuition. Ignore what everyone else around you is doing and live the life that you were meant to live. Share your talents in your special way. I will see you next week with a full episode. I'll be talking with Kate Northrup. And until then, make it a fantastic weekend. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenryday.com.